Just fucking go, because I got some stuff to say.
Ready?
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
What the hell is Dad Bod Outdoors?
The ones that drink a lot.
I'm a bad hunter.
Looking for free.
Help is on the way!
I went to drop Lila off at dance tonight. Then went to liquor store to get my 4-pack of dope drinks. And she had to be 60. The lady at the counter. And she's like, oh, I'm going to have to card you for this. It's like, okay, whatever.
That's a compliment.
No, they have to card for dope drinks. But she's like, oh, she called it some weird name. I was like, oh, yeah, hippie juice is what I call it. Because I thought, you know, there's no way that she drinks this shit. And she's like, that's 10 milligrams. She's like, I can only do 5 at night.
Oh, man.
I'm like, no. I'm like, well, just drink half. I'm like, these things are half price compared to everything else that's in this fucking store. So just drink half of it, put it in the fridge, drink the other half the next night.
I went to the smoke shop in Buffalo to buy chew the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, I'm thirsty. I wanted like a Diet Coke. Or no, I wanted a Monster, but they didn't have any of the
Diet
Zero.
Coke?
Oh, I love Diet Coke.
Oh,
super trash.
When your dad came over the other day.
Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
And he was showing me his trunk. He had a case of it back there. I'm like, throw me two of them. He's like, that's all I drink. I'm like, I might switch back to real Coke. But anyways, I was trying to find like the Monster, the white ones, because I just needed a little kick for something. And all of a sudden, I opened it up, and I was just about ready to grab something, and then I saw, like, the weed sign on it, and it said, like, 10 milligrams.
On the Diet Coke?
No. Like, whatever drink was there, I was just trying. I didn't want a regular Monster, because I looked at that, and there's, like, 47 grams of sugar. I'm like, ugh, I don't need to be. Per I don't need serving. That.
Oh, that's not.
And then I saw the weed drink. I'm like, they sell them here at the smoke shop?
Yeah. They sell them. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. They sell them at liquor stores.
Well, I think you'd have to sell it. Well, I guess, is it alcohol and weed, or is it just weed?
Just THC.
Oh.
Some of them are THC and CBD.
That's a nice smoke shop they have in town there.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Over by,
I go there.
Right by Jimmy John's.
Yeah, I was going to say across from Culver's.
That's where I get my humidor stuff.
I wish,
I never went in there. I'd just go find an Arturo Fuentes if I needed a cigar.
Arturo Fuentes are good.
It's like $7.
I don't speak Spanish or Cuban.
They're not Cuban, I'll tell you.
No.
I don't even know if they're Spanish.
Forgot what I was going to say. Oh, pissing me off that they fucking shut down the Little Caesars there.
That's been gone for a while.
Yeah, I know.
We were just talking about that because it seems like we get in this thing where it's like whenever we have a fire, we get a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So then all of a sudden I'm like.
Oh, and it's right by your fucking house.
I know.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, I was sitting there, I'm like, I wish they had a Little Caesars here. I'm kind of missing the buttery garlic smell every once in a while. Dude. Butcher.
Oh, and the garlic butter.
We got the Domino's right down the road.
No, you gotta get the jalapeno.
The jalapeno and cheddar, yeah. But.
My tummy doesn't like that stuff.
I get so pissed off at her because she'll order Domino's and they'll deliver it to the house and they were paying $12 for delivery. And I'm like, It's 4 blocks down the road and you have the drive-through window.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get the
$5.99.
Yeah. You need a medium for $5.99.
That's so cheap. We've ordered pizza there.
Even Pizza Hut's cheap shit too.
We don't have pizza.
That ice cream shop closed now too. That was in the old pizza building, the Amore.
Oh, really?
That's all closed down now.
Amore.
Yeah, we went there one time. And I got some Rocky Road.
I went there once.
Means love.
Does it?
Yeah, it's a chain. I didn't know it was a chain. They're kind of all over.
Same with, like, What's the Scoop? There's one in Albertville. There's one in Buffalo. That's right next to where we eat breakfast at the Forget Me Not Cafe.
Yeah.
That place is good.
I was just there last week.
2 weeks ago.
Just there.
I had nothing but Mexican for, like, the last fucking week.
Well, I'll let you guys get on this, but when we went plowing last week, we went to breakfast after plowing. We went to Perkins in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I got a club sandwich with some fries and coffee. Guess how much that cost?
$16.
$20.
$23.
Holy.
For a club sandwich, yeah, which it's not like a giant club.
Yeah. Turkey has always been expensive, though.
And I'm like, I looked at the guys, and I'm like, there's no... And then we went out the next day, and there's a cafe in Rogers called Linda's, which is actually really good. And they're like, oh, we're going to breakfast. And I'm not. They're like, why not? I said, I just spent $23 on a fucking club and a ham sandwich. Not going there.
That's less than two tins of chew.
Yeah.
but he doesn't eat them all at once. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going there. No, it's not. What's less than two tins of chew?
$23.
No, it's not.
Nope, oh. Not when you do these.
Well, I got those too now.
$2.
What the fuck are those?
They're the Velos.
More Velos, señorita.
I went to, Ron was talking about it. So then I went to Holiday. And I'm like, oh, I see those are $2. He's like, no, they're not. They're $8. I'm like, okay, give me two. And I typed in the number. And they dropped it down $15. And he's like... The fuck?
What number?
Like your phone number. You just type your phone number on the screen for like rewards. And he dropped it down. And I'm like, all right, give me four more. And he's like, well, hold on. One transaction at a time. I'm like, shut the all right, fuck whatever. Up, then get.
The customer's always right.
Then get me these two. And then.
Do me a solid.
After I paid for those, I'm like, get me four more. He's like, well, they only let you do the rewards once a day. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I'll come back tomorrow.
What doesn't make a difference? They still get paid for it.
Yeah, but they don't want anybody coming in there and buying it all.
Yeah, anyway, it's $1.50 for a tin.
Yeah.
The 7 milligrams, so I got to do two of them, which...
Jesus, fuck.
I'm a man.
Dude, the fours almost make me spin.
Well, you're interesting.
Yeah, you're different. You used to give me crap because I used to buy the on pouches, and I'd get the tens, and I'd put two in.
That's awful.
The what?
The rectangle, whatever. Those.
That's why I got so many pockets. What other kind of shoe do you guys want to talk about?
2 milligram?
Yeah, 2 milligram.
What are you doing with that?
I just like having something.
That doesn't even coerce a poop out.
No.
Yeah, it does.
When you're used to chewing Cope and Grizzly Long Cut all the fucking time.
I have tummy issues. I don't do that.
Yeah, you and your fucking stomach issues. Every time I talk to him,
man, he's gonna change his diet.
My stomach hurts so bad.
Vegetables.
He's like, I drank a cup of coffee the other day, and I had to shit so bad. I'm like,
well, that's because we're talking about coffee.
That's what coffee does to you. You don't think that when I drink a sip of coffee, first thing I wake up and put a chew in, I don't have to go to the bathroom and just let it all out?
Well, yeah.
That's how you start your morning.
Nah.
I got to save it for work. Get paid for it.
I was pretty much on caffeine all last week. I usually don't drink caffeine.
Anyways, do your listeners know where you are?
He's at home.
Where they went? You took a family trip. Did they know who's on the podcast? I'm not trying to moderate this. You guys don't do intros?
We never do intros.
It's kind of, I don't listen.
I just kind of put it in the description. Oh,
I don't listen to your guys because I don't even listen to my own.
I haven't listened to shit in a long
time. It's been a pretty dry winter where I don't really have time to sit and listen all the time.
No, I went to took a fucking family trip to Colorado for a week. Three kids under, she's five and a half, three and a half, and Willie's almost one.
Was it May?
Yeah, it's fucking Memorial Day weekend. Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, you Willie's, planned that out good.
I didn't plan shit. I just did three pumps and I was done on each one. I'm efficient as fuck, son. No, we went to Colorado. Flew into Denver. Taking three little kids. Holy shit, dude. That was...
Sounds like fun.
Interesting.
Now, Mitch and I, we were kind of talking about this a while ago. Is it something that you guys will, like, you and... And Kaylee will talk about, like, that was a shit show. But, like, you guys will remember that, like...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't terrible. It was...
It's just a lot different than if there's
YouTube. Like, the airport. Well,
you look back on it and be like...
Oh, I do.
That was a lot of fun.
No. It was fine. It was fine.
Well, besides the kid being sick, it probably...
Yeah, Willie, the youngest, was sick the whole fucking time. And didn't sleep. At night. So, like, last night, we had to... So, the rental car place opened at 5. and we needed to, I needed to return the fucking car there. Well, our flight boarded at 5:45. So then we went to the airport, got to the airport at fucking 4:15-ish. Got to the bag check at like 4:30. They opened at 4:45. Got all the bags checked. I took off. My fucking lack of sleep, because we had to get up at like 1:30 to drive an hour to Denver from Fort Collins. We were up in Fort Collins most of the week, except for Easter. We went down to Colorado Springs, which is pretty cool. But then, so yeah, but Willie wasn't sleeping last night. Like, I laid in bed and I'm like, I couldn't sleep. And then he woke up and started screaming. I'm like, I'll just take him, go finish Predator. I was just watching movies every night.
It was really weighing on him.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll finish Predator. Whatever.
Which Predator?
First one.
Oh, get in the chopper.
Does Arnold make it? Yeah. I mean, I went to bed when he was all covered in mud.
He covers himself in mud. So
that, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I know. That's why I watched it.
I watched all the new ones.
Apple TV thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it was a weird fucking controller, but I was just flipping through, and I was like, well, let's watch Predator. Started it one night, finished it last night, but so I didn't sleep. I got up at, like, 8 o'clock.
It's terrifying.
8 o'clock Monday morning, and I didn't sleep till 3 o'clock Tuesday. No, 1 o'clock on Tuesday, and I slept for 2 hours today. I tried to sleep on the plane, but so, like, the plane was half empty, so we were able to... They moved us all the way to the back of the plane.
I like to think of it as half full.
two full rows. So I was like, hey, Charlotte, you want to sit over here with me? No. Like, well, you want to sit over here with me? No. Like, whatever. So then Kaylee ended up sitting in the other row with Willie. So I sat by Charlotte and Lila. There was like four times every time I was about to fucking fall asleep, little tap on my shoulder. Keep putting my headphones back in. You change the video? I'm like, God damn it.
Did you guys fly in Delta? Or did they Delta. Must have had the TVs on the...
Yeah.
How long of a flight?
Hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
No.
That's awesome.
It sucks because when you need sleep and you want to
nap. Yeah.
It's like from here to Garrison.
Basically.
It is, yeah. Here to Mille Lacs.
Yeah.
When I'm...
No, it wasn't bad at all.
You probably don't have the... Because like when we went to Phoenix, you always fly. Like when we went there a long time ago, I think it was my 16th birthday with the Javelinas. When you fly over the Rockies, there's always turbulence.
Yeah, there was turbulence, right? It was fine.
But like, it must not have been that bad because you guys were kind of coming out of it.
Yeah, Lila just likes the free shit. I put the tray down and I laid down on the fucking tray. And I was like, okay. So I think I fell asleep for a minute. And a little tap on my shoulder. Like, what? Can I get some juice when she comes by and some snacks? I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, just leave me alone. She loves the free shit on the airplane.
Don't take presents.
I don't think you can do it anymore. I always used to bring... We bought a bunch of the shooters.
You're not supposed to drink alcohol on the plane that you brought on the plane.
Yeah, because you used to be able to smuggle like the little shooters.
Yeah, you could smuggle them, yeah.
So when we flew down to Phoenix, I hadn't flown for 10 years, so I bought like 6 of them and I drank them all. I put 2 in the one little bottle of Coke they give you.
I put 1 in and I was like,
ooh. And like she just got done with finals when she just got out of college, so she didn't sleep for however long because she was doing finals, so she passed out.
You're just partying.
I was on the window seat and I remember just sitting there just slamming.
So when
Diet Coke and
we were gonna buy a bottle of Jameson for when we flew to fucking
Scotland. Yeah,
but we didn't buy it because at that time I think we were pretty poor at that time.
Yeah,
I think we were laid off. Yeah, I think we were working seasonal at that time. So like we didn't buy a bottle.
I was at the county.
No,
yeah, you were making money.
Yeah, you. Were money. Well, we were at the airport for
you guys stayed in like the fancy golf because that was right around the.
It was the Masters.
It was the Masters weekend.
Yeah. So it was we were at the airport for 14 hours. We had dropped off at 8 because our flight was supposed to leave at 11. And then there were some storms out east that was fucking with all the planes. So we had to sit in the airport till I think our flight left at 10:30 that night. And it was an all-night flight over there. And so we
to Amsterdam.
Like just by way, like it was by luck we found that PGA.
Yeah, we just wandered around.
It was a PGA lounge.
Yeah, it was a PGA lounge. You paid $10. You got to sit in there all day. There was outlets everywhere because if you've ever been in an airport mm-hmm. delayed, like you need a fucking outlet. There's outlets everywhere. There's a putting green. There's golf simulators.
Was like, it all you could drink too?
No, you had to pay for that.
You had to pay for
the Delta drink. Lounge is all you can eat and all you can drink.
Which is pretty awesome. Were you guys on the double decker plane?
No.
No, it was just a. There was two seats on either side, and I think there was five or six seats in the middle.
Yeah.
Maybe more. Because we were in the middle on the aisle, and then these people didn't show, like, the plane was about to take off, and there was two seats that were open to my left. And I'm like, can we move over there? They're like, fine. So, yeah, so we fucking moved over there. We got all comfortable, and right, like, before we backed away from the gate, all these people fucking showed up. So we had to move back, and kind of sucked.
No, we were stuck there.
That was fine, because on the way back was really bad, because there was an old lady who hadn't washed or showered in a long time that was sitting right in front of me. And every time she got up to go to the bathroom, oh my God, I about gagged. But I did gag because I had to go into the bathroom after her.
Oh,
and
no.
Her stank was in there, and I went in there. I'm like,
I've never gone to the bathroom on a plane, but I think everyone's got like a bad story.
It's tiny.
Like a bad story about being on a plane. The last, like I was saying before, like the last time we flew from down to Phoenix. We went from Phoenix down to Dallas, and then we hopped on a plane and then went over to Phoenix on the way down.
Okay.
On the way back, it was a... No, this is when Ryan right after I shot that little 8-point buck, the first one I shot.
Okay.
Because then a couple weeks later, we went down there. And then on the way back, it was a straight flight from...
Hey, look at this.
Oh, see, you upgrade your phone and you don't have still an issues.
Android. Still an Android.
Yeah, still
beats. I went from
still beats shit.
I went from an S8 to an S23,
but
they don't go in like order.
Yeah, they're just like, I think they went to 10.
And yeah, they're like, here's the 8, here's the 12, here's the 62.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you want an N64? That's the next one. It's like,
this is a
if Samsung makes a brand that says this is the S64, I think I will buy it.
That's a good one. This is a good... It's kind of, you know, like my truck.
They've had the same technology for 5 years before Apple.
Apple's just getting to it.
Except for every time I send a video and it's YouTube.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's tiny because that's your fault. So I have to send... Mitch literally texts me and says, just send me the video, and it comes up normal.
Yeah. So then whenever... So he'll send a video to both of us.
Oh, and it comes up shitty on yours,
and then
too?
And then you'll be like, haha, or whatever. And I'll be like,
yeah, it's all grainy as fuck.
Yeah, and I'll be like,
you guys have shitty fucking.
I'll be like,
cameras.
Send it to me individually. So he'll send it to me. Then I have to go back to the group chat and comment so you can be in the fucking
on your shitty ass iPhone. That's why it's grainy.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's shitty.
It's shitty iPhone.
We could talk all day, and
you know what? I'd
send pictures and nudes and everything.
That, who's that guy? That. Anyways, we're getting on.
Went to Dallas and Phoenix.
So no, on the way back it was from Phoenix back to Minneapolis
airport back.
Straight shot. I'm gonna do the guy that sat next to me, I'm gonna do what he did every time. He got so hammered that the minute he sat in his seat, he buckled his seatbelt and he fell asleep.
That's tough. I'd pee everywhere.
And then he didn't wake up until we landed.
Yeah, that's tough.
Versus
you're hungover.
Well, we're on the side, we're flying American Airlines, so we're on the side. We had the cool, you know, TVs. I was gonna watch, I can't remember what I was gonna watch. But the lady in front of me decided she was going to recline her seat. And the thing was as close as this microphone to me.
Really?
Like, I couldn't move.
And why didn't you recline your seat?
Because I didn't want to be that guy. And then,
just a little bit. Fuck that guy.
But then as we're flying over the Rockies, there's turbulence. And then the air wasn't working, so I'm sweating profusely. I didn't have any booze. I didn't have nothing.
Delta,
we
man.
Literally went to Little Miss Barbecue before we went to the airport. So I got, like, barbecue gut going on. And then I'm just sitting there like...
You take your shit in the bathroom?
Oh, your tummy.
The guy's passed out. I can't even stand up because the lady in front of me is, like, right here.
Dude, you're giving me... like anxiety just with, because I would have been like, put your fucking seat up, move, like, have your shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. I
you just start hitting.
Well, yeah, and then like Brian's like, oh, look it out here, look at this is whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting there in the plane goes and starts moving. I'm like, just don't talk to me. I'm like literally drenched in sweat. And then we got back and Butcher picked us up from the airport. Well, then he was bringing us back to your house. So he picked us up from the airport. We took the wrong exit, and it took us 2.5 hours to get home.
What the fuck?
And I'm just like, I don't care.
Should you get him some Little Caesars?
No.
Or some, what was that, like,
but milk? That's about all I had to say about that.
I don't know why.
What about the,
I don't know why you just didn't.
Alcoholic milk chocolate that he fucking drank. Oh, chocolate milk that he drank.
What is the name of that?
Tippy Cow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he drinks the weirdest.
I had that cooler at my house for after New Year's. And it was Pepsi, regular Pepsi.
Cherries,
grenadine, Smirnoff vodka. There was something else in there too. I think it was 7-Up.
It was all like full sugar shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he likes drinking something in cream soda. He was on that not your father's root beer kick or whatever that stuff is, where it's the alcoholic root beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you guys know, he's the one guy that he'll drink or eat something and he won't finish it.
Yeah.
I mean, I finish it. But he doesn't finish it. I was like, you got
chocolate chips.
You got 2 pieces of pizza left, man. And you got garlic. Just power through it.
You got chocolate chips.
Get some chocolate chips. Did you ever tell that story on here?
Throw some chocolate chips in there.
The day that we went to Lake of the Woods and Butcher broke the window of Mitch's truck.
Fucking guy.
I forgot about that.
I didn't even catch a fish the whole time we were up there.
Were you?
Did you? Yeah, I don't think you did either.
Who's in?
That was Butcher. He missed like 15 of them.
Oh, we were in the same house. We were all in the same house.
Us four were in the same
Butcher
house.
Butcher kept... Because all he does when he ice fishes, he's got a fucking ultralight. He's got ultralight rods
with a bobber.
And he's got a fucking bobber.
This is going to turn into a roast. We're supposed to talk about turkeys, but this is all going to be a roasting podcast.
So then he fucking.
We can just do another.
He missed, and that was a slow ass year too. Mm-hmm. And he missed every fucking fish.
And he caught the. No, northern. He did catch a really nice northern
that the last morning. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that on his fucking ultralight.
Yeah, but then we're leaving.
Yeah.
We stop at the cafe. And then we all order food. And then
he ordered pancakes. Well, he's like, how big are the pancakes?
I'm not to interrupt you guys, but I want to explain it because it's like clear.
I remember it.
I can get dementia, and I'll never forget this in my life.
Because for some reason, I ordered
biscuits and gravy.
No, it was fucking. Poutine.
Oh yeah, you were on a
for some reason.
Yeah, you were on a kick about
that. I'd never had it before, and I was like, oh yeah, let's try this.
But he looks at this lady. So if for all you guys that are listening out there, Butcher is 6'3".
No, he's taller than that.
He's taller than
6'3".
I bet he's 6'5".
6'5". Like he's a big. He's wears size 16 boots.
What is it, 400 pounds?
He's quite 400. But 350
doesn't seem like it's.
But like he's
not that he looks like he's 350, but it's like he's fucking big.
He's big. Like his hands are giant. Like his wedding ring is a cock ring. Like it is. He's like for me. But like he's just a
beholder there.
Big.
I mean, that's why he's married.
Big dude, right? And he looks at this lady, and she's like,
ten cocks.
He's like, what will you have? And he looks at the lady, and she goes, you got pancakes? Yeah, we got pancakes.
Tell stories like dad.
Shut the fuck up. This is how Butcher said it. And then he looked up at the lady.
What does he say?
Well, you have to be a narrator.
It says. I says.
He's just laughing. Anyways, so he looks up at the lady, and then he also said, you got chocolate chips?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, we got chocolate chips. I want some chocolate chips. I want some chocolate chips. And they come out, and he ordered 2 pancakes.
And they're the size of a freaking
football. Like they were huge.
They're bigger than that, man.
And
they're thickish. They were like an inch thick each, too.
And he only ate a quarter.
Of one.
Of one. And then we're like, oh, man, I'm so full and all this. And then we get in the truck. And at that time, you had your 60350.
Yeah. That was a sweet road trip truck.
And we're sitting in the back. I was behind you. Butcher's behind the driver, behind you, Mitch, and you were driving. And he's like, it's so hot in here. Ah, it's so freaking hot. Rolls down the window, and then we made it to a couple miles down the road on that, what is that, that 75? Straight, or that straight from Red Lake?
The 60-mile straight.
Yeah.
Away. Yeah.
And he tried. I'm like, roll your window up. And the window would not fucking go up. And it was, I don't think it wasn't quite all the way down, but there was maybe like a little bit at the bottom.
No, it was at least halfway down.
It was,
and
it ended up being all the way down.
we just pulled over and took the extra bush light.
The switch went out.
Yeah.
We took the bush light box,
boxes and taped it up. And that, I don't think we taped it up till we got to Black Duck.
We stopped
at the Black Duck at the Shell gas station.
Tape. Yeah.
And we duct taped the window shut with bush light boxes.
Yeah, that.
Fuck.
Yeah, you know, I never.
And then we took 71 to 10.
So it was weird.
I like that drive.
That was a nice drive.
Yeah, I had to like.
Just remind, like, it's easier, I think, because we've driven it so many times.
Well,
because
we went through Park Rapids. Like, we went through the
Park Rapids,
Elder Deer Hunting Land, past that.
Yeah, we went. And then we went down to Park Rapids, and then we took it all the way down to Wadena, and we went past Paul's and the cabin, and
went past the Greebles,
Motley.
So I tried to fix that window, then I replaced the switch. It wasn't the switch. I replaced the whole fucking
motor,
everything.
Was it like, a fuse?
No, couldn't figure it out. Had power to the fucking cables and everything, not the cables, but the wires. So then I just fucking cut the things off, the little, you know, positive negative clips. Yeah. Cut the clips off, and I just reversed them. Fucker went off,
and they left it.
Fucking closed it, closed it up. I was like, fuck this thing.
That was the best road trip truck.
Yeah, F-350
crew cab long box.
I remember going up to
the topper,
the cabin, duck hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was us three in there with Willis and a Blackhawk, which I'm still like, can't. Anytime I go hunting, it's almost like
we were.
I don't even want to listen to the band anymore.
We were looking for fucking a good CD to listen to the whole way up there, and like 10 minutes before we get to the cabin, oh, I got Blackhawk. So then we ended up listening to that the entire fucking weekend, and it was a shitty duck hunt weekend.
Some guy died.
That was when my guy got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just waved. Yeah, we waved at him. We're probably the last people he's ever seen.
Probably,
yeah, probably. Yeah, that was fucked up. And
his buddy shot him in the face.
As much as I use my truck, I think I could like get away with buying like a truck, like a crew cab 8-foot box again.
That was nice. Like, and then we blew the tire. I mean, I was working for True Green.
Oh,
you were working for Rich. You were working for Hennepin. And then we blew the tire.
No, I was working for Jared at that time.
Just coming into Monticello.
We're coming to Monticello, and we drove it.
Oh, we found it in Monticello.
And we figured it was.
Well, the rim was.
The rim
was. Oh, yeah, it's like sparks. Well, so we left, and we usually leave out, like, it's Sunday. So we usually leave Sunday night and then sleep at home. We're like, ah, let's clean. We're tired as shit because we're duck hunting all morning. We're like, let's just clean up. We'll leave really early in the morning, like 2 in the morning. So everybody's sleeping. We're hauling ass down there. We get to Monticello, and I'm like.
The bridge over the Mississippi.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, something feels weird. Like, and it's an F3. It's a one-ton truck. And we're pulling
a 16-foot
boat with, you know, little tires.
I fucking.
And fucking. Cruising, I'm like, something's weird. And then I like, we get into town, street lights are there. And I look back and just see sparks and no rubber.
Did we leave it?
What?
Did you have a spare tire? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I had a spare tire. I wouldn't have drove through Monticello.
Well, then that's the weekend that Kruger came down too.
Yeah, he came down because he was living way up north, and then he came down to the cabin. And was that it?
Yeah.
Dave came down. And Dave brought the fucking andouille sauce and a hefty bag full of tortilla chips.
That was the
fucking Dave.
You and I.
I can still taste.
Yeah, you were there because we had the 65 lawn. That's what the boat was. It was a 65 lawn.
Yeah.
And that's when we went out hunting and Kruger met us early. And we went out that morning.
We took the canoe.
No.
Yeah.
it was that same weekend, but we're in the boat.
Yeah.
And we're talking, and all of a sudden he's like, I never bought a license.
Oh, no.
And then that was the weekend that Matt bitched at me because we're in the bog with the canoe. And Kruger had his headset on, and he's freaking looking around. He's
he could hear 3 miles away. Dude,
it was,
he had like Walker's Game Ears headset, and he had him fucking cranked up. And we were sitting on top of a bog,
like slowly sinking.
And so, like, it's dead silent. Like, there's no fucking wind or anything. And we trekked this fucking canoe back there.
And you had the pintail too.
No, I think we just had the canoe at that.
No, you had the pintail. Because this is when Kruger and I tried to jump the beaver dam.
Oh, yeah. In the canoe. In the canoe. Yeah, you're right. They tried to jump a beaver dam. Didn't work. But so we're sitting there, and then fucking Kruger's got his things, like, cranked up so he can hear to goddamn Canada. And all of a sudden, you guys hear that? I'm like, dude, be quiet. It's like, did you guys hear that? Like, what are you talking about?
And his head is moving, like, fiercely, and he's like left and right, left and right, left and right.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? And he's, you guys don't hear that? 30 seconds later, these teal come over the top of us. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, he had him on enhanced so high.
And he really looked at us straight faced.
Yeah.
And goes, I heard that from way over there. He's yelling.
He's yelling.
And me and Matt are like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I think we shot like 3 ducks that weekend.
It's funny because you guys are having that shit show, and then we had my big boat, and we went upriver.
You and Dave?
Yeah, we went upriver. Well, I think someone else was
there. Was someone else there? Was
it Alex? Maybe? Alex, probably.
I think because Alex, you guys tried there to do the
pod hunting.
The layout boat, the wild rice.
But that was with the pintail.
Well, that's the thing. We figured out that that's how we figured out we could hunt the wild rice.
Yeah.
With the big boat. Because we're like, yeah, we're going to go up and hunt wild rice when we get up there. And then, like, so you guys are doing that down there. And here we are upriver in this lake trying to hide a 16-foot boat in a blind in wild rice, which it's like, oh, fish. There's some, there's, it's
at thick night over, it looks thick.
Yeah, yeah. It's thick over, so then it's like daylight comes out, and here's this boat just sitting in the middle of
nowhere. This has got to be 2 different weekends.
No.
We went up two or three years in a row.
It is 2 different weekends because you and I and Alex went up in the F-150 with my boat.
Yeah, and we that's pulled when 2 boats up.
Yeah, and we did that. Because I had the F-150.
I think that was the first year, though, what he's talking about.
Yeah, and I remember doing all that, and then I think it was just Dave and Kruger.
I remember that, because that first year we put the fucking spotlights on the front of your boat, and we got all the way to the end of that lake, and it's like, fuck, we forgot the mojos. And there was like 45 minutes before we could shoot.
Dude, we hauled ass.
It was like 60 on there.
So your motor...
Yeah,
wide open, flying
down through the river.
The river.
Yeah. I remember driving out and I think with one the lights on there, and you could see everything.
Yeah, dude, it was sweet.
Yeah, we got
the flew down, grabbed the motors, came all the way back, didn't shoot any ducks.
Yeah,
those are fun weekends.
In that fucking shack, Mean Gene's Palace of Love.
Yeah, that was that, and then
where Grandpa came in about halfway through the weekend, and he was pissed because it was
so dirty.
Because it's tiny. It was a How big is the cabin? So the cabin itself was like 20 by 20.
Yeah.
With a bathroom off the side. But then the main area
is 10 by 20.
And then there's 2 bedrooms that are 10 by 10.
And with bunk beds in them too.
And then you have 4 or 5 guys, 6 guys in there with waiters. You bring your waiters in. So like it looked fucking trash when Grandpa came in.
Right.
And he was not happy. And then before we left, like we cleaned the shit out of it like we always do. Like any place we stay at, we clean the shit out of it. And then he came up to us the next week. He's like, I didn't think you guys were going to clean that up.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, dude. Thanks for the apology. Like, fuck you, man.
Like, we had 6 sets of waiters hanging up right by the front door where the heater blows down.
Well, and then he's got, like, the L coming off of the counter. So, like, there isn't that much room there. And he didn't have the shed at that point. So, like, it was just this one little tiny cabin.
Yeah.
And did he have the rockers? The old.
Yeah, the blue one.
The blue and white rockers up
and
there.
And then a couch.
And then he had the old.
Because Dave was in the fucking back bedroom. We were watching Josh was there. Yeah. We were watching Josh Pond,
was there,
And Dave was laughing his ass off in the top bunk.
Because he had to leave early. It was Josh or Dave had to leave early, and they didn't go to sleep because they're watching Agua and Pond.
It'd be Dave.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That cabin.
It's got some stories.
It was so small.
It's got so many stories.
Like the size of this basement.
Like
literally.
I laugh about that. The stories, and the first story that pops up in my head about that cabin is the first time I got shit-faced was when we went up for fishing opener.
And you lit Dustin on fire.
And I lit Dustin on fire. Yeah. And then Peyton was there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
We took weird that. Because he was living with, yeah, was with dirt. Dustin. So, like,
we took that old dad's old aluminum.
Dad's
or Lumacraft boat.
Lumacraft up there. And then we had Grandpa's boat.
Oh, yeah.
We had Grandpa's that you boat. You
guys fucking buried.
And we buried it in mud.
Because we were going up the river and didn't stick to the
I rim. Don't think we caught a fish all week. No. Scratch that. My first time getting shit face was when Mark with his that old girlfriend was up there, and then Kruger, I had your old blazer. You weren't there, you're up in North Dakota.
Oh, and then Mel.
And then Mel, yeah. Mel.
Me, you and Kruger, and Mel rode up in the blazer.
No,
and then Mark showed up after.
No, I drove Mark and Kruger. The first time I ever met Kruger the blazer.
Because he pulled out his guitar and started
singing. He started playing, and he put some, we made a stop at Motley by the DQ and went to liquor store. Yeah. And then he gets out, and he just whips out a big thing of Red Man.
Yeah.
Puts it in his cheek, and Mark's like, oh, hey, let me take some of that. And Kruger's like, well, the key is here, is you gotta just put it in the back of your, like, by your molars, and you get a nice pocket. And then he starts singing. In the back seat. So then we cruise up to the cabin. I'm
God, who the fuck?
18 years old. And then his girlfriend at the time, I can't remember.
Mark's
girlfriend, because Kruger was by himself.
Okay.
And I, at that time, I was broken up with Troll.
T-Roll?
Yeah. So then, like, and then you and Mel came up later. And we're sitting there drinking all weekend. I don't even know if tried to go fishing, but I don't think we had a boat.
No.
I don't know. I don't remember. It's kind of fuzzy. But I remember the quote of that weekend laying in bed and it was raining. And Mark and his girlfriend on the top bunk? On the right side.
Yeah. Holy shit.
No, I'm mistaken.
Yeah, because on the right.
They were on the bottom where Grandpa sleeps. Yeah. Kruger was on the top and I was on the other one and Matt and Mel were in the other room.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and those two are just giggling constantly. Like, they're just giggling. And it was, like, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, and you can just hear the rain on the tin of their cabin.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, why are we up? Kruger, straight, like, you can hear him straight face, because you're fucking talking. Like, I was up for, like, a long time, and those two were just going back and forth, just fucking giggling and laughing, oh like, God, playing footsie, who knows what they were doing.
Talking.
And he's like, oh, my God, why are we up? Because you're fucking talking. And then it got real quiet. I looked at Kruger, I said, hey, Matt. Yeah. Yeah. I bet the fish would really be a biting right now, because we were, like, talking about how fish bite in the rain and all this shit. I guess you had to be there. But, no, like, God, it was fucking hilarious. And I remember Mel, we got so drunk that night before, and I can't remember what we were drinking, and I'm like, oh, I'm spinning. And she's like, just fucking lay down. Like, you're spinning, you're going to puke, just lay down. And Matt's like, I have another one.
Weird.
And Mel is just like, just lay down, just like, calm down, like, you're shit-faced. And then after that, I think it was like 3 weeks later, we went up to Jeremy's cabin, and I was chugging Labatt Blues.
Girl. Yeah. Oh, I must have been working at the distribution.
Yep. Oh, man, it was so funny. Get
Labatt Blues for cheap as fuck. Yeah, that was good.
That was working.
Yeah, you were up in Grand Forks. That was probably right around the time it was. I remember that was my junior into senior year of high school. Cause I remember I called in sick, and then Paulson asked me, you got the 3-2 flu or what? He like texted me because I wasn't at baseball practice. Jesus. Like, I don't know what I had, and then I chasing after some other broad. Me and her went out to, that's when we used to go to Rebecca all the time with Bo and Gunner. Mm. I hopped in Dad's old four-door F-150, the maroon one or the red one. Threw them in the back, and she met at the house. And
what an ugly truck.
I remember driving by, and I saw them. They had like the, he was up at Tom Thumb for the salt drive doing something. I saw him. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Good times.
This had to be the ugliest Ford they ever made.
It's functional. It's set up so high, though. Like, it's, you can see right down in it.
I think it was the ugliest fucking thing ever. It's like, well, like, I mean, a 2003
F-150, you know, with the 5.4
Triton. That thing was fucking ugly. It's like one of the ugliest trucks ever.
It's ugly, but it's, I mean, it's the same size that you have right now.
All I remember is,
yeah, but it's still
ugly. Whenever you drove, I mean, it was all leather. I can't remember who he bought that from.
He bought that from,
it was a Lariat.
It was some construction.
Yeah,
fuck. He used to work with Rich.
No, he didn't work with Rich. They had a separate company. It was a,
doesn't matter.
But like, it was like,
Josh bright, would be able to tell you.
Bright ass red.
Yeah.
Like chrome, everything. Grill. We put the grill guard on.
Oh yeah,
I remember that fucking thing. That thing was crooked as shit.
That was one of those things, Dan. So, I had to have it done. Kenzie had practice. I had to go to freaking North Dakota.
Yeah,
I had to weld a freaking grill on before I left, and he gave me a whole 10 minutes to do it.
It was like 6 inches lower on the left side than the right. Like, and it was sat out fucking
really far too.
Yeah,
it sat wasn't out. Made for that truck.
Yeah. It was bad.
He bought it off
K-Bid, probably.
K-Bid.
He did.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, throw this on my truck. I'm like, I'll have to make some brackets, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, well, when are you leaving? Tomorrow. And then, we'll be up there. And I sat up there all day, and then he shows up.
It was at his house. We were all living at Dad's house.
Yeah, but then I had to go up to Grandpa's.
Oh, yeah, welder. Yeah.
And I was just like, whatever, man. Like, here, it's bolt, it's freaking tackled.
It's on there. And I remember it had the
bolt. It's like good as new.
it's like store-bought. It did not budge. Like, I think a grill guard, like, if you hit a deer, it's supposed to, like, maneuver maybe a little bit.
A weld that
flex. Flex. That thing maneuver. Would not fucking move.
I weld that fucker straight to the frame. Well, I bolted it on.
And then, didn't he get another fucking Ford, or did he go to Dodge after that?
After that, he went to Dodge. Because who's his buddy?
Rick.
Rick's
Bush.
Rick, his nephew or someone bought that truck?
I don't know. But it like snapped in half because it was rusty.
Yeah.
Which is
evidently. It was a nice truck, but all I remember is sitting in that truck and smelling new car scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can never do that again.
It's better than whatever he's got going on now.
I got my plow truck this year, and that's what the air freshener was in there. And I was like, nope. And I looked. I'm like, do I got to go buy an air freshener? Like, oh, no, we got a whole bunch here.
Black ice.
There was vanilla. I
hate black.
Why?
There was vanilla, which, fun fact, Bucks, that's what the nose jammer is vanilla. So Bucks don't smell vanilla. Black ice or pine. I said, grab me four of them pines. I put them in there, and all I could think is you guys, that first time I shot that buck and you got in my truck, and they're like, God, fuck, this stinks. I'm like, they don't smell the pine.
Or vanilla.
Well, I shot a buck. I didn't shoot a buck this year, and I tried the vanilla thing, and it didn't fucking work.
You gotta use black ice.
No. So I switched it to pine. I freaking love the pine. The smell of pine trees. That's the first real tree we had this year.
Oh, yeah.
As we went with you guys. Oh, fuck. I love that smell.
Transitioning Christmas trees.
Yeah, we're all over the fucking place. This podcast is sponsored by Voodoo Ranger, Juice Force, IPA, Hazy Imperial.
There you go.
AL. IPA.
Yeah, it's an IPA. I'm surprised it's an
IPA. Why do they call it Hazy Imperial IPA?
Because it's a IPA. Hazy Imperial.
Yeah, but...
there's two different kinds.
Yeah, but IPA is India Pale Ale.
It's an Imperial Indian Pale Ale.
Whatever. It's 9.5.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Should get you fucked up.
Yeah, I'm almost done with the second.
Me too.
Oh, I gotta help that one done.
Is there any other stories? What do we have, Mitchell?
Oh, I could go for days.
What do we got for time here? We can do two tonight. I don't give a shit.
We're at 44 minutes.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Nothing.
Mariah said when she called me and she's like, something's going on with the freezer.
And your banana was soft.
Yeah, and my banana was soft. I was like, oh, yeah, we haven't even started recording. She's like, well, you ain't getting home till like 11 o'clock. I said, that's probably about right.
That'll be great. No. I'll be getting home.
I will be in bed by 10.
No, well,
if you guys wrap leave, this at, if you guys leave at 9:45, I will be in bed at 10.
Well,
I get 2 hours of sleep in the last 48 hours. So.
We heard that 4 times, Mom.
What are you talking about?
Have a kid, see what it's like.
Speaking of that, how's fatherhood, Mitchell?
Back to work with a child.
Yeah, you're finally back to work after you got how many weeks of maternity leave?
Well, it's 12.
Oh, Jesus.
12 weeks. You know, it's really... You know what's really funny? I was talking to Dusky the other day, and I was like, yeah, you know, it's like, it's nice being home, like, for those 12 weeks. Like, I wasn't going to take them all, but I was like, it's been awesome helping out, like, crazy. And then he's like, when did you get off work? And I was like, January 1st. He's like, holy fuck. And then I was like, yeah. And then I was like, well, I mean, I took almost all of October and half of November.
Yeah.
And I went back to work for 4 weeks.
You only work like 4 days in October, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bid day.
I
have to go back to bid day.
I did
it from grouse camp.
Bidet. I'm kind of envy on the 12 weeks.
Envy?
Yeah. Envy's money? You sorry.
Envious.
Envious of the. Scratch that. I'm jealous that you got 12 weeks, but I don't know if I could. When Marv was born, no.
You could.
No, I don't think I could have stayed home for 12 weeks.
You could. Nope.
No. There's not a shot in hell.
Nope.
No, I did. Dude.
Because
I
Marv was born on one of the...
Yeah,
because
you got a fucking heated shed. You got a workshop. Yeah, hold on. You got a chipped ice in the workshop.
Yeah, you don't live where, like, the old lady can see you banging behind your house.
I don't bang behind my house.
Like, through the window. Anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure that she saw Marvin conceived.
No, your neighbors have seen everybody's dick.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know if I could stay that long. Because, like, last year when Marv was born... It was like the snowiest year
that we've
had in a long time. So like every time it's...
This is the opposite.
Yeah, but that's what I mean though, is every time it snows, I'm like, I gotta go. Like when I'm at home, like with the new job at Corcoran, like it's so much different than what I was used to. It was like I was used to getting called, like you're going in no matter what. And this was like you're on the low guy on the totem pole kind of thing. So every time it snowed, I'd pace around the house.
Even when I'm at the cabin. Well, gotta run town.
Yeah, like I just
gotta run to Longville.
Dude, I love this.
I was tired.
I do too, especially up at the cabin when it's full of people.
That doesn't bother me. Like I don't do it to like get away, but I like just driving around.
Well, yeah, because you have three people at your cabin. Yeah,
I like plowing snow.
I have 12, and half of them are kids, and they're yelling and stomping.
It's not a curse, Matt. It's a blessing.
Yeah, well, it's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
What is
kids? It's not a curse. It is a blessing.
Well, that's fine.
That's fine.
There's so many people out there that can't have kids, and you're bitching about having three.
I wasn't talking about the kids.
Okay.
I'm talking about the adults.
Yeah, the adults.
I retract.
I retract.
The kids are stomping, the adults are bitching. But I'm yelling at the kids. They're yelling at me. Oh, dude, you guys. I had your own dinner.
I loved it. I was dreading yesterday. It was Monday.
Oh, yeah, going back to work?
Yeah.
After 3 months off?
Well, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I was dreading it because I thought I wouldn't be able to stay at home. And that's what a lot of people say. Even, like, I've been going to Ducks Unlimited meetings and stuff like that. And they're like, most people I hear, it's like 2 weeks. And guys are like, fuck this, I'm going back to work. I loved it. I loved being at home. I loved helping out as much as I possibly could. It was technically seeing her grow up those 12 weeks was leaps and bounds from, you know, you take her home. She's 5 pound, 9 ounces.
God, little. Your kid was fucking tiny.
Yeah, she's still a
giant.
Yeah, so then, well, I mean, you held her the other day and she weighed as much as he did
when he was born.
And she was almost 3 months old.
Yeah. Willie almost weighs more than Charlotte right now.
Marv was 23 pounds.
I think Willie still got him.
Yeah.
Marv's like 3 feet taller.
Like,
Cinema's probably like 10.
Like when We'll get back to you, Mitch.
Willie shits 10.
When I had to, I watched Willie and Marv that one day.
Yeah.
And Marv is kind of like, he should be fucking walking. I'm like, just walk already. The kid crawls, and he's like Usain Bolt.
He's fast.
Like, he's fast as fuck.
All that creepy fast?
Dude, like,
he should get dressed him up at night.
I woke him up. I can't remember what day it was. Or, no.
And the way he crawls, too.
Dude, he is fucking terrifying. There's a couple stories here. So, it was...
Is this your podcast or ours?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyways... I picked him up one day.
He's always depressed on his podcast.
Hey. Because everyone else is doing cool shit and I gotta sit at home. Anyways.
For 12 months.
No. Now I'm amongst the normies.
Yeah, I'm amongst the normies. I let him. I know when he's full tilt. Because I grabbed him the other day and I put him in the living room. And he started crawling. And he had his head down, and he was fucking digging like a Wolverine. They just, like, fucking going hardcore, like... And then he didn't even raise his head up, and he just smoked the trash can.
I was gonna say, he's going to the trash
can. Holy shit! And, he had a super bad diaper rash.
Typical lineman.
So, yeah. he is not gonna be a lineman.
Hey, he's gonna go to Notre Dame.
He's gonna be a fucking linebacker.
He's gonna be a center.
That's what I said.
No, he's not gonna
like,
be.
No, I'm like,
no, he's not gonna be a lineman.
He could be the next Travis Kelce.
Okay, that's okay with that. But
Jason Kelce.
He didn't go to college as a lineman.
It doesn't matter.
Anyways, that's what I'm
saying. How much better he would be.
Stop interrupting, Jason Kelce. Yeah, it's fucking firecracker out there. Anyway,
crotch.
Yeah, he's a full-blown redhead for everyone that doesn't know, and you guys don't know.
Full fucking blown.
He's a full-blown fucking ginger.
Just look up an image of Chucky.
And that's the guys at work call him. But he had this super bad diaper rash,
right? You
should
have named him Chuck.
Super bad diaper rash. And he... So, like, we're trying to... He had this...
What's his middle name?
James.
Oh. It's not Chuck.
No. And, he is having, his balls were too big that he had to have surgery, so his left nut didn't come down from the canal, so he had to have surgery. So, like, he had a super bad diaper rash.
Humble brag.
Yeah, exactly. And, so, we're trying to get this diaper rash.
His balls are so big, and it's
he's got fucking bone balls. And it wasn't from our side of jeans.
No.
No, I'm all shaft.
Okay.
And it's not that big.
Let me get lucky. So we're trying to get his diaper rash under control so that he can have surgery. So we're throwing all the stuff on Mariah. She calls the lady. And she's like, just give him a bath and let him air dry. Like, all right. So she lets him air dry. I can't remember. I was on my way to work. It was snowing. And I almost drove off the road. I didn't send you guys this video.
I saw it.
No, you didn't see this video.
Oh.
He was on all fours, like his hands and feet, because when he put his ass cheeks together, it hurt. So he's crawling around the house, like sprinting, like as fast as he goes, with on his hands and knees, like a fucking demon.
I'm pretty sure I got this video.
And I couldn't stop laughing because all he saw was his little ball bag with his one nut.
Well, I was going to say one ball bag.
Yeah, his ball bag with his one nut hanging down, and he is just flying around the fucking house.
Did he take a shit on the floor?
That was with me. So then the next day, I gave him a bath with like baking soda and just let him soak. And the kid is obsessed with the faucet, like the tub faucet. Really, like, you turn it on and he stands up. So I'm trying to get him to sit down. And I'm like, all right, let's go. And like he was in there so long, the water got cold. So he starts crying. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn the heat up a little bit. And we're sitting by the front window of my house. You guys have both been there.
Oh.
And the two heat vents are there. The kid, the heat kicks in, and he's standing. Exactly. Yeah. He's standing on the heat vent. The air is blowing up. And then I sent you guys the video as he grabbed his little walker, and he starts running around the house naked. And now he's got to the point where he runs. He doesn't, like, not run into shit. Like, he runs into stuff full force, and then he turns it 90 degrees, runs into the chair, turns it 90 degrees, and then just keeps fucking going. Like, you cannot stop them.
I saw at daycare, he was there that one morning.
And he had Marv.
Well, yeah, and he was pushing around a hamper.
Like the
dude. And they're like, no, we're not. And so they gave him that, and he was like cruising across the room, and like there's fucking babies laying on the floor. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, let's just hold ours.
So if you're good as a dent in her head,
yeah. Well, like,
and then, but then he, but like you saying that, he actually would stop and turn before he would hit, before he would like run into like a kid.
He's getting smarter.
Like, yeah, because I'm like,
I didn't just, I'm give like, a shit about it.
Yeah, dude, he's like running around. I'm like, that kid's fucked.
You didn't know who he was?
He's just collecting kids in the hamper.
No, I knew who Marv was.
But I'm saying, if you didn't know who he was, you're like, that kid's fucked.
No, there's a kid on the ground, and he's running with the cart. And I'm like, that kid's fucked. Like, this kid's going to get fucking run over.
He's like, this is what you get for biting me, motherfucker.
And then he would stop and, like, go around the baby. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Like,
this last Sunday, Easter Sunday. We had our bonfire. We had bonfire two nights. We're both hungover. She drank a bunch of wine. I drank a bunch of Keystones. And we're just like,
a lot of Keystone to be hungover.
Oh, I took the case and just brought it out by the fire because I didn't have to get up. And I just kept going. And he was running around. And she was sitting on the couch. I was sitting in the chair. And we're watching Modern Family. And
such a great
show. All of a sudden, like, we heard something. And Mariah took a Snapchat. I don't know if she showed you guys. She calls Marvin the interior decorator.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, his high chair. Like, I can barely push this thing because it grips the hardwood floor in our house. He's pushing it to the thermostat over by the garbage. And then he just starts. Wah, 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 wah. And then he pushes it back. And then he took a chair from the dining room and pushed it all the way into the fucking kitchen. Do you think he's not going
to be a lineman?
You push it all. Drive.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nice. Bum, bum, bum. Nice. And he pushed it all the way into the fucking kitchen. And then we got like this. We have a stainless steel fridge. So then she put like this magnet thing on there with like all these letters. And, you know, and it says the M says this and all that. The kid, bear paw, just one swipe, knocks all of them off the fucking refrigerator.
Dude, so good to be a lineman.
Defensive lineman.
I have picked up so many of them things, and I had the hard reality when Dad came over the other night. He was talking about Legos.
Harsh reality.
He's what?
Go on.
Harsh reality.
You said hard. But go on.
It's hard. Hard as a rock.
Yeah, anyways.
He's going to be a lineman.
And he said something. Dad fucking rolled a cankle or a knee, and Lincoln he stepped on fucking Legos
going down the stairs.
The other night,
fair call.
I was going to get coffee ready, and Mariah was cleaning the stove, and I was like, "All right, I'll get the coffee ready for tomorrow morning." And I stepped on whatever letter it was, and I fucking was like, "Oh my god!"
Typical letter.
Like one, like I had picked all of them up, and then like right before he went to bed, he must have just knocked one off, and I was like, "Jesus Christ."
You have soft feet. You gotta walk with soft feet around. Have you seen the fucking toy room? Every morning I go in there and start my truck.
That's where this whole started. Is I went and watched Willie and Marvin. It's all coming back. So like I watch Willie and Marvin, and Marv cruises and Willie just started crawling.
Yeah.
So Marv loves your fucking kitchen for some reason.
Yeah.
So he cruising the
doors.
They're playing by like the fireplace, and then Marv would all of a sudden just stop, and he'd cruise right to the kitchen. I'm like, fuck. And Willie would follow. So I grab Marv, put him back in. Charlotte's watching
whatever's on TV.
I don't know what was it. It wasn't Hercules.
Bluey.
No, it wasn't Bluey. It was.
Anything that's on the TV.
She watches it, but it's a movie that we all know. Oh, it was Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yeah.
So she's watching Lilo and Stitch. She's no absolute help.
No.
So I grab Marv.
Charlotte's going to be no help forever.
Grab Marv, put Marv back in the living room, grab Willie, and as I'm grabbing Willie from the kitchen, because he's slower, he's like a tortoise,
yeah.
as I'm rounding the corner to the dining room, or to the living room, fucking Marv is coming back again. And I was like, Jesus. When they came back from whatever they were doing, I was full on sweat.
What the like, fuck were we doing?
You had Lila's like kindergarten, whatever deal.
Yeah.
Like I was full on like sweating, like pits. Like I'm like,
which is great because I have to watch them this Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is a great segue because Kaylee's like, do you care if Mariah just leaves Marvin here on Saturday morning? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. And then I started thinking, I was like, holy fuck, like, it's April. So they're going to do their fucking girls thing on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the fucking 3D shoot. And then the next weekend is the fucking, we're going up turkey hunting.
No, the next weekend's Masters at my place.
Yeah. The next 14th. Weekend's Masters, and then the weekend after that's turkey
hunting. It's turkey hunting. Okay, so I got 2 weeks for turkey. Yeah.
But, like, Mariah texts me, she's like, oh, you think they could watch, you know, Marv? Well, so you can all go to work at the course on Saturday? I'm like, I don't know. Like, so Willie and Marv are quite a handful, and then you got Lila and Charlotte on top of it. And she's like, well, I already asked. I'm like, what'd they say? Yes. I'm like, I'm going to go knock fucking Ron off his ass again. With the tree. And like, I'm going to go sit in a skid and just go mow down a bunch of wood. And she's like, oh, yeah, you'll probably be there before. I'm like, yeah, it depends on how long I work. So I might work till 2 o'clock.
I don't give a shit. I get gummies now. So.
But like.
Yeah, so you're going to get high on gummies and then watch four kids?
Four kids. Three of them are mine.
Four kids under five. Yeah, all right.
Marv's pretty easy.
I'm not dropping my kid off.
Just give Marv 8 ounces of milk. And
lock Lila and Charlotte in the fucking toy room. They're fine. Until they start fighting with each other.
Marv? And
let's see who fucking...
Those two are funny. Those two together, Marv and Willie. Yeah, they're like BFFs. It is so funny watching
because they
two.
Weigh the same, but Marv is like 6 inches taller.
Yeah.
Those
two. That'll be the story. That'll be the story of their lives.
They're gonna.
No, Willie will end up being just as tall as Marv somehow. That'll be weird. You get the genetics from Kaylee's dad's side of the family where they're tall.
And so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Son of us fucked.
Dude, yeah, your girl's gonna have an apple bottom.
Yeah, dude, she already does. She's got
like you got that bubble butt, Mitch.
Yeah,
you got that bubble butt.
She already has. Butt.
She's gonna be short like Danielle with a big old bubble butt.
Yeah, she's like a
fish. Short like Danielle.
Short like Danielle is shorter than Mitch. And next thing you know, won't be like Marsha. Beck.
Hey guys, this is Jerome.
23-inch draw length. No, it's not. It's normal. It's like 28.
You have a 28 draw length on your Outback?
No, his Nubo. He's got
new. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I hate that fucking thing. He had me shoot that thing, and I was like, I wouldn't buy it.
Because you went from a fucking...
Matthews?
No, it's...
Z7?
1999.
Fred Bear
to a Z7, and then this one is just an off-brand. What brand do you have?
It's a Prime.
Prime Bull. So, like...
I shot that
which
thing.
Which doesn't matter because it's... Is it 2 years or 1 year old?
It's 1 year old.
Yeah, it's 1 year old. So all bows are as good as
any bow.
Any it's bow. Whatever like your Z7. Like
I love that.
You know, because that's a 2008, 2009.
It's whatever. Yeah,
it's it's right before.
Unless you want to pay $2,000 for a bear bow, or you know, $1,200 for a bear bow, all fucking bows are the same. It doesn't matter.
I shot the biggest buck.
Mark is the one that Seth has.
I was just going to say this. Mark has the Helium?
I think so, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think that. Because that's
the one after the Z7.
Because he went from... He had a Martin at first, then he went to the Adrenaline, then I think him and Seth both have the Heliums.
And Ron bought the Adrenaline.
Which is a nice boat,
yeah. Yeah, it is nice. But anyways,
I'm still rocking.
Let's wrap this bitch up.
I like my bow, and it.
I shot that Prime, and I'm like, I shot his Prime, and I shot your Outback, and I'm like,
how did you shoot the Outback?
And just fucking shot it.
You pulled it back to here.
Yeah, like
3 inches in front of your face.
I pulled it, and it wasn't like the accuracy because you know, obviously you can adjust for accuracy.
Yeah.
I was going for the vibration. So, like, I shot the Prime, and I'm like, and like with the hold on a second, with my Z7, like that's got all the dampeners, like your buddy set it up. Like, it's a really nice bow.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel anything in that. So, like, I was going off of that, so I shot the Prime, and I'm like, let me see your Outback. And I shot the Outback, and I'm like, fuck, man. Like,
tell those early 2000s, that Matthews are fucking stupid.
That Prime has got so much more vibration in it than your Outback.
Pull out your Fredbear, and then shoot the Prime.
Fredbear.
Seth almost dropped your Fredbear because there was so much fucking vibration. He was scared.
I don't think there's that much vibration in that Prime.
No, it was fine.
I did not. Well, you haven't shot the Z7 Extreme.
Like Rich, he had.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It was a Matthews Q2. He had that for 20 fucking years. He's like, it doesn't matter how new or fancy your bow is. He's like, if you can shoot it really well, that's all that fucking matters.
Yeah, I shoot my bow just fine.
Yeah.
It's for me, and that's what I told you. When
shot a big deer.
You did. Like when
shot the biggest buck out of all three of us.
This year.
I didn't even shoot.
Of all time.
I never even shot. I think I saw two fawns. Fuck state land.
I didn't see anything.
Did like, you not? Which was sweet. Why didn't you shoot one?
They were 100 yards away.
With...
The Z7.
You have a Matthews.
Goddamn Z7. No. Fucking Primer did it.
Well, we should do we'll do a big buck contest because like we got Nick, Corey, Seth, and Reese.
I'll just be a advisor.
No. You and I are doing park hunts this year.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So we'll have to do like a.
You guys, everybody has way better chance than me and Josh.
We'll have to do a. I'm gonna say it right now. We'll have to do a dad and Border Outdoors
and Brotherhood
like big buck hunter because like
you should drink another one of those before we start this turkey episode.
Yeah, might as well.
Why am I slurring?
No.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm all over the place.
Mitch is driving.
You're definitely not.
But, like, no, that's what I'm saying, though. We were talking about, like, you said you shot the biggest buck, so that's not, like, we should do a Brotherhood, Border, Big Dad Bod.
But,
we just do dinner.
Nick
shot a fucking nice one this year.
Opening morning.
Like yeah, because
we 4 miles from here.
Yeah, we do.
I shot.
It doesn't matter. Like day. When we do that big buck hunter, we don't. Our big buck contest.
We can go play big buck hunter at Tyler's.
Have one.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah!
Tyler has like 4 or 5 of those fucking arcade games in his. No.
Anyways,
hold on.
But when we do big buck hunter, we don't do just archery.
Big
we
buck
do
contest.
Big buck. Fuck you guys. We do big neighbors? Buck contest. We don't do just. No, we don't shoot those. We do like everything, like
we should do
rifle, pounded. Shotgun, that's archery, everything. Yeah. And like those guys did their separate one for mule deer this last year, and they both shot monster mules.
Yeah.
But Corey's actually, did you guys ever hear what the stakes were for that?
Yeah, it was the mounts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those two, like Seth went.
They're Seth's both, was bigger, right?
No. Corey's was bigger. Oh, it scored better.
I thought Seth's was bigger.
So, like, Seth has a taxidermy to go to, and it's like $1,200 for him to get his done because he wants the same thing as he did with his antelope. Corey's like, I'm not paying that. And I'm like, dude, what about the big buck contest? He's like, oh, I never thought of that. So, like, Corey's was like $800. So he paid the down payment of $350, and then those three are paying the rest.
Yeah.
Hmm. No, I don't. I almost want to do weight.
Total. You gotta do score.
Total weight.
No, yeah. You gotta do score
for does and everything.
Fuck it.
Mm-mm.
That's the dad bow way.
Yeah,
this is a but combination I still would, of I still three different podcasts.
Yeah, for I the still most wouldn't part. Shoot anything.
Oh man, I mean,
I got two separate kinds of arrows.
Anyways,
if we do a big buck contest, I might have to just go
poop.
I have to take a piss.
I do too. No, I might have to go back to the same spot I was in.
No, I'm gonna go to that spot. You won't get in that park this year.
Me and Josh aren't applying for that.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Me and Matt are gonna be in there, and we're gonna be fucking slaying.
Me and Josh are definitely
100 yards. Slaying. Fuck that 20-yard rule.
Yeah,
100 yards.
Fuck that thing. Anyways, what I was gonna say is on Sunday, are we doing a 3D shoot?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was gonna say we just go to Mitch's and have our own 3D shoot.
With one target?
With one
Glendale. No, we got... Oh, yeah, we have one 3D, but like as 3D right, Glendale, but...
As of right now, it's supposed to rain on Sunday, but we'll see.
I'd rather go to Mitch's and just shoot 20, 30, 40, 50 yards, and we play...
I got a potty.
Don't fucking say that.
I got a tinkle.
We could play shooting for bucks.
I don't know how those arrows are going to shoot.
No, excuses. No. Mr. Fucking, I flush arrows, and they're going to be the straightest trainer than a grizzly's dick.
Look, I'll show you the difference between the length of those arrows. I got 7.2 angle on this one. And
this
I
one's
got no, I don't 16 know gram Matt, on this one.
Matt sends these text messages of the fletchings he does, and I was like, look at this fucker. Yeah, it looks the same as the other four you sent.
This one I call the paint mixer. It's got 17 on it. They're all different sizes and colors.
That's what your arrows are, the paint mixer cans.
The six fletchings. They shoot nice. The six fletchings? You can no. Oh, they're so quiet. You were there.
Goddamn park cuts, you're shooting 20 yards. Dude. I don't even
it
know
doesn't matter, Mitch.
You still need quiet. You need because quiet. That's what the deer duck is, the quiet of the arrow.
What
it's
was
not
the
bow. 20 yards. It's not the sound the of the bow. It's the arrow.
You did a four fletch and you did a six fletch.
I can
fletch.
Tell you one thing.
And I think I almost like shooting wise, I think I like the four fletch better. It seemed like it'd shoot better than the six. But the six was quieter.
I'm going to test
because
it
I think
weekend.
I think the six dropped at 40 or 50 yards, it dropped a little bit, and the four fletch was just fucking right on.
You guys
gotta,
with the same fletching?
Yeah.
You guys got to go down the rabbit hole of freaking broadheads.
No.
You guys go with fucking single bevel.
Severe. Or no. Not sever. Not severe. I'm sever.
No, because the one single dude, bevel, I started man. Listening to the Archery huh? Country
single pod- bevel.
I started listening to the Archery bullshit. Country podcast, and the main dude on the Archery Country podcast shoots fucking... Rage tripans.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Fine. He's like this is
that's fine. I don't go with
even though it's illegal. Even though it's illegal because it's bigger than what's supposed to be. Rage extremes.
Those are fucking ridiculous.
I don't.
If you haven't looked up rage extremes, look them up.
Like
them up.
There's a bunch of different rage extremes. Like I have the rage extremes where it's yeah. There is a couple different ones.
I don't go with whoever shoots it.
It's a
what fixed blade.
Flicks.
Jeez, have another voodoo.
I will. It's a fixed and a mechanical in one.
Yeah, I know what
it is. You mean that, not the first buck, the second buck, you were there. Yeah. I shot that thing in the ass. Yeah, and if I didn't have that Rage Extreme, I would have never found that fucker.
Yeah, you need to practice.
No, that was a, that was about this. That's about the size of the one you shot this year.
Oh, I'm not going to piss so bad.
Mine's way bigger.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
See you.